just the energy that the guys bring to the locker room and the trust that they have in each other, the way that everyone's stuck together. You see other teams, that dissension among ranks. Really didn't see that here in the locker room, not amongst the players, not amongst the coaches. And that's a good feeling when you know you may be going through something, but your boys, your players, your teammates, they still got your back, and it's not nickel and diming each other. These are the last two games. We know we don't have playoff hopes, and we still have to show the organization what we're all about as players, because these contracts aren't guaranteed, and you don't know where you're going to be at tomorrow. So you have to come each and every day and show up and put your best foot forward.
What is that like when you don't know what it's going to be like, you know, toward the end of the season? You know, all the other guys in the locker room are in the same situation too.
I mean, 6 years in the league, you kind of get used to it. Like, it's, you see so many people in and out. It's like, it's a job. It's a job that we are blessed to do. So it's like each and every day you get that opportunity to come, you come to work. You're not sad or upset or like, oh, I can do this tomorrow. I can put it off. It's like you have to get in. You have to handle your business today because tomorrow's not promised. So it kind of gives you that excitement of each and every day. Like, you never know when your last day is going to be. So, I mean, I've talked to, this has been my only team. So I've been blessed to be on this team for 6 years. But to see other players come in and out and just them talk about other teams, other locker rooms, like, you don't know how good you have it until it's taken away from you. And then sometimes you don't get that second chance. You don't get picked up by another team, or you don't get that that call. So it's just that living each and every moment, like, enjoying the opportunity you have, enjoying the blessing that we are still the New York Giants playing in the NFL, and that is a good thing in itself, because how many people are in college right now waiting to get picked up in the draft to take our spots? And it's like, so if you look down on yourself because, oh, this wasn't a good year, this wasn't that, and I'm just going to be in the dumps, you're hurting your future, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting the team.
Let me ask you something a week early. Obviously, Christmas is next week. What's your best Christmas gift that you've got?
This year? Or
just lifetime.
Let's see. Had a daughter born on the 8th, so wife gave me an early Christmas present. I mean, I get to go home to that loving, smiling face. I got two girls, and no matter what the day is like, when I go home, they're smiling and they're happy to see me. So
that's your best gift right there.
So far, best gift, yes.
Appreciate it, man.